Before we talk about the Islanders, how neat was it to see Billy Smith back in the mix not that long ago?
Well, it was a lot of friends. Billy and I have remained close, and so we love to have a little bit of fun whenever we get together. And it was certainly great to have him come back to the Coliseum. He hadn't been there in quite a number of years, so it was fun for me, but it was especially fun for the fans to see him again.
Butch, it's Damian Cox here, and I got to think for you, it's kind of interesting to watch this team right now after a number of years where it seemed like everything that could go wrong went wrong. All of a sudden this year, it seems like everything that can go right is going right.
I wouldn't disagree with that, but I think you have to look really at this team as what's happened over the summer. I mean, it's been talked about, but it's a fact of the matter that the changes that Garth put forth with first starting with the goaltending and then adding two ex-Toronto Maple Leaf hockey players and then of course acquiring the two defensemen, Boychuk and Letty. I mean, all those things have really just solidified the depth of this particular hockey club, and I think that's the strongest thing going forward. The biggest change for this team is that it now has depth in all the positions, and they're a hard team to handle. You can't just worry about John Tavares anymore because this team continues to win with John putting up maybe a point a game, which is not a bad thing. But in the last couple of years, if he didn't score, the team wouldn't win a hockey game, and that's not the case anymore.
Well, I was going to say, there's been some nice stories when you think of a Brock Nelson and you look at a Ryan Strome, that these kids have stepped up.
These two guys have been unbelievable. And I call it the kid line when you have Anders Lee and Strome and Nelson. And they have been unbelievable. I mean, they have matured so quickly. Brock Nelson, was the best guy in training camp, and I mean was the best, including everybody. And he's just continued to play extremely well, whether he plays center or whether he plays wing. But for me, the biggest surprise really has been Ryan Strome. I mean, how quickly he's adapted to the National Hockey League and become a factor. He played last year about 30 games or so, and he was fine. He handled himself quite well, a little bit of up and down with the, going back down to Bridgeport and such. But this year, this is a different hockey player. I mean, he is so smart on the ice. He does so well, makes his decisions so quick. His strength has been very, very good when you consider, that he's still, a young guy, not fully developed and not the biggest guy in the world. So, I mean, there's some things that are, as you mentioned, everything seems to be falling into place. And obviously, from my perspective, it's just a lot of fun when you're covering the hockey club and everybody's smiling every day and they're winning hockey games.
Islanders in action later on this afternoon, 5 o'clock Eastern against the Washington Capitals. Butch Goring along with us. We mentioned Billy Smith a couple of moments ago, your good buddy. How much of the Islanders' success this year has to do with the play of Yaroslav Halak? And there were a lot of question marks going in. Can he shoulder the load? Can he be a big number one? He's going to see a lot of pucks at the Coliseum. He's been fantastic for you guys.
He really has. He started off slow. His first three or four outings were just average. But since then, he's really picked up the pace. And the Islanders, obviously, Garceau, when they signed him, hoped he could be a number one or believed he could be a number one. And he's proven to be just that. I mean, with three shutouts, I think, in his last four or five outings. And he's been solid. I think that's the most important thing. He's been able to make big saves at key times. And I don't want to, let the fact that Chad Johnson has been very good. He hasn't been as good, I will, to be perfectly honest, he hasn't been as good the last couple of outings, but he's provided good backup-type goaltending. And really, that's allowed the team to continue on its way, where I think, and I've mentioned this before, I mean, last year, Nabokov was actually a pretty good goaltender for him, but the backups were awful. And that's the only way to describe it, and I don't like cutting up people, but they had an opportunity, and they just weren't very good. And that really, did not allow the Islanders to have any kind of momentum. So Yaro has been very, very good, very solid. And obviously we're hoping that continues. But, with Chad Johnson standing behind him, the Islanders look like they have a good 1-2 combination.
Now, Butch, I get confused because this has gone around and around. This is the last season on Long Island, right?
Correct.
So with this team improving so much and clearly looking like they could be even a playoff force, what kind of mood has that created around the hockey team in Uniondale, knowing that this team's going to be out of here at the end of this season?
I don't know. The players don't talk about it. They just go about their business, and the old cliches, a shift at a time, game at a time, a day at a time. But what's happened here as far as the fans have really taken hold of this. They recognize what's going on. They recognize that you know, this is the last year their beloved team will play at the Coliseum, and they've rallied around them. I mean, they have been so enthusiastic, so loud every game. The support has been terrific. I believe that in the last, I think we have about 30 home games left, and they're telling me that they're almost completely sold out. So the Islanders are looking at sellouts for the majority of their home games. So so the fans, they've been unbelievable. And so whatever happens, they're going to send the Islanders off, I guess, if you will, with as loud of hooties as possibly. And obviously they're looking forward to playoff games. But they've been fabulous. And that's been the most fun because, you know, you wondered would they support the team because they're leaving and going over to Brooklyn, or would they, you know, or would they go the other direction? Well, they've gone in the other direction in a big way.
As a guy who's been a big part of the rich history of that franchise back in the 80s, how does the move feel to you?
Well, you know, what I keep saying is that I probably haven't grasped it quite yet because it's still, you know, 3-4 months away. But I think it'll be a much tougher task to kind of deal with, you know, once reality sets in and likely next year when you slide into Brooklyn and it's your first game and you realize that that's it. You're going to be there and there is no more Nassau Coliseum. So for me, I'm not really dealing with, you know, trying to think about what, you know, the what ifs and all that kind of stuff. I'm enjoying it right now. For me, it has a lot of great memories and particularly with the fans being as enthusiastic as they have been. So I'm having fun with it right now, but it's going to be, you know, a sad day when reality sets in.